These are the Synod reports from the Synod gatherings, the Assembly highlights. From the Central States, which met in June, the Assembly explored the theme Baptized into Hope, God's Vitality in Us. The keynote speaker was Rich Melheim of Faith Incubators, who led participants through cross-generational methods to engage the church's community as a family. The Assembly adopted resolutions celebrating its companion synods, committing to further advocate for creation care, and memorializing the churchwide assembly to renounce sexism and sexual misconduct. The Assembly elected a new bishop, which we'll talk about later. The Delaware-Maryland Synod met in May and on the theme Holy Wisdom, Holy Word laid the foundation for the assembly as participants learned new ways to encounter the Bible. They installed Christopher Otten as assistant to the presiding bishop for federal chaplaincies, celebrated the completion of its Forward in Faith campaign, which raised $3.6 million for the Synod and the ELCA, and voted to become a Reconciling in Christ Synod. The assembly ended with participants being commissioned for a new initiative to read the Bible every day. The Indiana-Kentucky Synod met on May 31st in West Lafayette, Indiana. Meeting under the theme, Who is My Neighbor?, the assembly provided ample opportunity for worship, learning, fellowship service, and business. Rachel Kurtz served as the assembly musician. A highlight for many was the screening of the documentary on Fred Rogers titled Won't You Be My Neighbor? Over 50 youth were involved in the Youth Leadership Summit during the assembly. The Florida-Bahamas Synod met in June. The theme, Alive in Christ, was an invitation to celebrate the many ways the Spirit is at work in and through the Synod's congregations, ministries, and partners. Highlights included dynamic music and worship, an interfaith panel, Holy Humor Breaks by comedian Al Ernst, and a presentation on Vitality from Rob Carlson, Director for Evangelical Mission. The growing presence of youth was another highlight, and there was positive energy and enthusiasm for spiritual renewal as a synod. The Grand Canyon Synod met under the theme Sing to the Lord a New Song. The assembly sang 26 newly written songs, gathered a literal ton of supplies for asylum seekers, and raised money for its Bishop's Leadership Fund and the campaign for the ELCA. After a year's work and discernment, the Synod Council and Bishop presented a new strategic plan that can be summarized as Communicate Jesus, Connect People, and Create Possibilities. And because wasabi-flavored rice crackers were accidentally purchased as communion wafers, the Spirit of Pentecost descended upon the assembly in a new and fiery way. The La Crosse Area Synod met in June in La Crosse, gathering under the theme Walk, Love, Do. Synod members met the challenges of doing by collecting thousands of pairs of socks and underwear during the weeks leading up to the assembly to be distributed among 30 charities in all four of its conferences. Worship was an all-day experience on Saturday and Sunday, with segments of the liturgy interspersed between reports, speakers, workshops, and business sessions. A highlight on Saturday was celebrating the Eucharist just prior to the evening banquet. The Lower Susquehanna Synod met in June. Voting members approved memorials and resolutions that fit the theme Hungry for God's Mission. The assembly resolved to implement the ELCA strategy on accompanying migrant minors with protection, advocacy, representation, and opportunities. Two memorials to the 2019 Churchwide Assembly concerned the Holy Land, urging the ELCA to expand our relationships and dialogue with conflicted parties and to advocate for restored and increased funding for humanitarian aid for Palestinians. Another memorial urged the ELCA to reinstate Gold Plus health insurance for churchwide employees. The assembly re-elected its bishop, which we will announce a little bit later. The Montana Synod, the assembly centered on embracing change as attendees said goodbye to Bishop Jessica Crist and welcomed a new bishop. They also said goodbye to six congregations that closed this year and celebrated the addition of four new missions. In addition were representatives from the Companion Synod, the Cape Orange Diocese of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Southern Africa. Voting members passed resolutions encouraging congregations to begin discussions around climate change and racism. Attendees heard that the Synod gave $253,000 to ELCA World Hunger in 2018 and look forward to continued giving. The Nebraska Synod met under the theme Disciples for All the World. The Synod heard from keynote speaker Presiding Bishop Frederick Hsu of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Tanzania, and attendees learned about accompaniment, encouragement, and inclusion from David Wunsch of ELCA Global Mission, the ELCA Global Musicians, and workshops. The Synod recognized Spirit of Grace Mission Start as a newly organized congregation. The New Jersey Synod met and invited the congregations to be bold in their witness to the good news of Jesus Christ. Workshop topics included advocacy, invitation, affirming ethnic and racial diversity, and the Synod's interdependence. The assembly celebrated the completion of the Bishop's Challenge, a one-year effort that nearly doubled the commitment of the Synod's congregations to the ELCA World Hunger Fund, with over $360,000 in gifts. A parade of 90 decorated wooden cows representing the 130 congregations that gave a gift to World Hunger since the last assembly filled the hall. The assembly re-elected its bishop. North Carolina met under the theme Congregational Vitality. The assembly heard from leaders across the Synod whose ministries exemplify the definition of vital congregations, communities of Jesus that nurture life-changing relationships with God, each other, and the world. Reuben Duran, ELCA Director for Congregational Vitality, offered inspiring thoughts on the assembly theme. Worship honored the 40th anniversary of the ordination of women of color in the ELCA, including six women of color who serve in North Carolina, and the first ordained woman of color, Earlene Miller, who served her first call in the Synod. The Northeastern Iowa Synod met with the theme Celebrating Renewal. Catherine von Bora Luther, Faith in the Home, the assembly focused on ways that faith can be practiced in the home. Keynote speaker Catherine Kleinhans of Trinity Lutheran Seminary at Capital University in Columbus, Ohio, shared background about Katie Luther's role as a reformer's wife and a reformer herself and how she managed a large household centered on faith. The assembly approved a resolution to memorialize the 2019 churchwide assembly to adopt the proposed social statement Faith, Sexism, and Justice, a Lutheran call to action. It also passed a resolution encouraging synod congregations to pray, advocate, and work for justice for all who are affected by sexism and patriarchy. The Northeastern Pennsylvania Synod gathered on the theme Freed in Christ for a New Day. Bishop Sam Zeiser emphasized that many congregations will face challenging situations in the coming years and need to be open to new things that God may have in mind. Offerings were received for ELCA World Hunger of $3,600 and the campaign for the ELCA $3,300. Macaroni and cheese was collected for the Hazleton Area Food Banks. The assembly voted to steady the need for increased leadership for youth ministry at the synodical level. The Northern Illinois Synod has a new mission statement, Walking Together, Loving Christ, Loving All for the Sake of the World, and it was also the assembly theme. Along with the mission and vision statements, Bishop Jeffrey Clements shared the core values, worship, prayer, innovation, leadership, equipping, and evangelism. He says, I remain committed to walking with you on this road we travel, because we will travel so much further if we travel together. We are 145 congregations working together to do significant ministry that no single congregation can do on its own. The bishop's $10,000 challenge for the ELCA campaign raised over $22,000. Northwestern Minnesota Synod met in June. The Synod's new bishop, William Tesh, told the assembly, "I'll be collaborating with the people of this Synod to explore how we can raise up leaders, both rostered and lay leaders. I'll also be exploring how we can collaborate and reach out to people who have experienced marginalization, including our Native American brothers and sisters." The assembly's theme of building a bigger table focused on God as the master table builder and how we are all called to welcome everyone to God's table. South Carolina Synod met in Spartanburg, South Carolina. The theme, Joining God in the Neighborhood, was inspired by Luke chapter 10, verse 27. The Synod welcomed its companions from the Japan Evangelical Lutheran Church. Keynoter Molly Spearman, the South Carolina Superintendent of Schools, shared about the state of education and the role the church can play in the improvement of schools. A lunch and learn discussion centered on making ordination the entrance rite for deacons, and a dinner discussion focused on the election of a synod bishop in 2020. Southwestern Texas Synod met in Corpus Christi, Texas. The theme, Open Eyes, Burning Hearts, was based on the Road to Emmaus story from Luke 24, and the Synod's purpose statement, God's grace transforms and connects us to learn, to love, to lead. The assembly heard from Peggy Hahn, a deacon and assistant to the bishop, on adaptive leadership and faithful metrics. Voting members passed a resolution calling for expanded engagement and dialogue in the Holy Land. The assembly welcomed two new synodically authorized worshiping communities. Southwestern Pennsylvania Synod, based on the theme, New to the Neighborhood, Always Being Made New, the keynote speeches focused on the global refugee crisis and redefining neighbor from a geographic term to a moral concept. The assembly passed a resolution to condemn the separation of migrant children from families. Forums offered education on funding the Synod's mission, creating safe and welcoming congregations, and the ELCA's proposed interfaith policy. The assembly re-elected its bishop. Upper Susquehanna Synod. The assembly gathered under the theme On the Way Together, United, Serving, Supporting, featured conversations with geographic conferences to talk about how to implement the Synod's new mission strategy. The assembly heard from ecumenical partners and passed a memorial to encourage ELCA members, congregation synods, and the churchwide organization to expand relationships and dialogue with non-church groups and individuals in the Holy Land. In upstate New York, the synod met under the theme, You Will Be My Witness, and it was experienced through testimony, writing our Jesus stories, and launching a storytelling video campaign. A resolution and two memorials were another witness of our faith in caring for the earth and living out the proposed social statement, Faith, Sexism, and Justice. Witnessing to our neighbor's need, $38,775 was raised for the ELCA World Hunger Program. The Virginia Synod met in Salem, Virginia, and voting members pondered the questions, how can we be faithful to God and ourselves? How can we hear one another speaking in their language? Churchwide Representative Sandra Korstowski, ELCA Director of Relationships with the Directors for Evangelical Mission, said, we all weep at the loss of Missy Langer, a Lutheran among the 12 killed in the Virginia Beach, Virginia shooting. We are so sensitized by shootings. We wonder if it will ever change. Mary Hinkle Shore from Lutheran Theological Southern Seminary of Lenoir Rhine University announced that the seminary will offer full tuition grants. The West Virginia Western Maryland Synod met, and the keynoter was Victoria Flood, ELCA Director for Mission Support. Some workshops explored budgeted ministries and synodical work. Voting members facilitated elimination of draw-on reserves, offset by reductions in share and expenses. The Assembly adopted memorials on Holy Land engagement and on praising Assembly cost reductions. Representatives of United Lutheran Seminary answered questions during an open hearing. And there were also some synod bishop elections, as we mentioned before. Susan Candea was elected bishop of the Central State Synod. Yahil Curry was elected bishop of the Metropolitan Synod. Constance Hagmeier was elected bishop of the South Dakota Synod. Regina Hassanali was elected bishop of the Southeastern Minnesota Synod. Elected was Lori Jungling as bishop of the Montana Synod. Michael Lozano was elected bishop of the Northwestern Pennsylvania Synod. Lila Ortiz was elected as bishop of the Metropolitan Washington, D.C. Synod. Kevin Strickland was elected bishop of the Southeastern Synod. William Tesh was elected bishop of the Northwestern Minnesota Synod. And re-elected, Tracy Bartholomew of the New Jersey Synod. Re-elected also was Suzanne Darcy Dillahunt as bishop of the Southern Ohio Synod. James Dunlop was re-elected as bishop of the Lower Susquehanna Synod. Guy Irwin was re-elected as bishop of the Southwest California Synod. Richard Jaish as bishop of the Southwestern Washington Synod. And Kurt Cussero as bishop of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Synod.